Well, how did soul ever come into this universe in the first place? Where does it come from, and what is it? And what has it got to do with these questions of death and life and my karma and my guilt and the imaginal realm? Well, it turns out that all these things weave together as we begin to picture the soul in a way that maybe you haven't thought about before. In fact, most likely, you've only said, well, I've got a soul, but I don't know what it is. Kind of like your image of God or, you know, spirituality. I mean, you kind of know it's there in a kind of way, but you don't have any real tangible way of touching on it. I'm going to try to give you some of that tangibility. And I'm going to give you a hint. I'm in love. I am deeply, deeply in love. And I want to tell you who I love. I love me. Oh, what an ego trip I must be on. No. I'm not talking about me, the ego trip. I'm talking about me, the essence of who and what I am. I'm really talking about my love, which is my soul. Because my soul, whatever I've been able to do, I've been able to let it free so it bubbles up through me so that what comes out of me is my soul talk, so to speak. And that's the essence of reality. When you can approach or let through the soul talk of your essence, let that bubble through your body, mind, your guilt, your to the hilt, your karma, your debts, your this, your that, when that can bubble up through you, then something rather unusual begins to happen. Something sparkly begins to happen, and you suddenly feel more alive than you ever felt before. And that's really why it's important, I mean, really, really important, to let your soul talk, to come up, to bubble through, to let your soul be involved in the conversations you have with yourself, if nothing else, but certainly if you can let it come through in conversations with another, it opens up some really new and interesting doors. Let me tell you a secret. It opens up the door to out there, wherever you are, there you are. Out there, whoever you meet, there you go. Out there, wherever you go, there you always are present. And you're present in so many different faces and guises and people and ages. You're in that baby that your next door neighbor just had. You're in that old guy on the block that hobbles down the street. You're in that Iraqi that just blew up a bomb and killed some people, if he did that kind of a thing. You're in that poor old Indian fakir who lives on the edge of desolation. You are in the fish that swims in the sea, even, and even the rocks. But maybe that's carrying it too far. Let's just stay with the humankind for a moment, this thing we call soul. And when the soul bubbles through you, you can begin to see it just as you can see your own face in the mirror. You can see your soul's face in the people who come up into your life in everyday, ordinary fashion. I mean everyday, ordinary way. I mean on the street. I mean wherever you go. There you are. And there you see yourself. And if you really get into this soul essence of yourself, what begins to happen is you get to have a kind of a play in which your soul talks to your soul in another being. And you have a kind of a soul talk in which the soul is celebrating because it's, wow, somebody sees me, finally. You know, you see a perfect stranger and you begin soul talk, and it's as if you guys were never strangers at all. Oh, I know you got your masks. I know you got your protection devices. I know you got you higher and mightier and your I-ness, your highness. I know you got all that stuff that keeps you from having this conversation. But if you can begin to recognize it and allow your soul to bubble through you, then the fear of Achilles begins to vanish, because this soul talk, this beingness, this essence, this verb, this thing we call soul, is timeless and ageless. And that's what you can begin to identify with. And what happens is kind of miraculous. The fear of death really diminishes. It starts to fade away. You don't really worry about it. I know you're going to wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, oh my God, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Yeah. We all go through that kind of stuff. Don't worry about that. That's just your ego talking. That's just your mind talking. That ain't your essence talking. That's just your part of you that really gets concerned when you get too much into your soul because it wants to make sure, after all, you created it. It wants to make sure it survives. Got to think of yourself as Geppetto and Pinocchio. You're the Geppetto. That's your soul. You're the Pinocchio. That's your wooden puppet that says, I want to be a real boy. I want to be alive. And guess what? You're such a good Geppetto. You're such a good puppet maker that you've actually made your ego so much alive that you have forgotten that you are the puppet maker. You created this whole thing. And you've learned how to do it for a long number of years. So really, this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about this relative notion, this way of awakening. And it's relative because if it were absolute, all you'd be is soul. And, you know, in a way that might not be as exciting. There wouldn't be as much drama. There wouldn't be as much dancing on the edge of chaos. It turns out you get to dance better on the edge of chaos when you kind of forget your soul. But if you start to remember it, then the dance becomes more melodic, more fluidic. It becomes more real, actually, and chaos and non-chaos kind of almost blend together. All these paradoxical things will make more sense as we go on.